Update of the avalanche report for Friday, the 3rd of January 2025. Fresh wind slabs are to be evaluated critically. Gliding avalanches are still possible. All day it applies above the treeline moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem, especially in the aspects northwest to north to northeast. Furthermore, all day, we have a gliding snow problem, especially in the aspects east to south to west. As a consequence of new snow and a sometimes strong northwesterly wind, easily released wind slabs will form. Caution is to be exercised in particular on steep shady slopes in areas close to the treeline and above the treeline. Places where surface hoar has been covered with snow are especially unfavorable. The avalanche-prone locations are clearly recognizable to the trained eye. Isolated small and medium-sized gliding avalanches are possible on steep grassy slopes. Areas with glide cracks are to be avoided. Avalanches can additionally in very isolated cases be released in the weakly bonded old snow. These avalanche-prone locations are to be found especially on very steep, shady slopes above approximately 2,400 meters. Caution is to be exercised in particular in areas where the snow cover is rather shallow, as well as it transitions from a shallow to a deep snowpack. Avalanches can reach medium size. And now the snowpack. 5 to 15 centimeters of snow, and even more in some localities, has fallen. The wind will be moderate. Shady slopes, the snowpack consists of faceted crystals and has a loosely bonded surface. Steep sunny slopes, the snowpack consists of faceted crystals and its surface has a melt-freeze crust that is strong in many cases. We have the following danger patterns, DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind. The tendency for Saturday, the 4th of January 2025 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.